For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. Instead of fishing the same old places this spring, do something different. Find a new honey hole. After this word from our sponsors, I'll talk more about branching out. You don't have to go to the same place every time you go fishing. When you find a good spot to fish, it's nice to know you can go back there and catch a fish. But if your honey hole dries up, or if someone else finds it, you're going to need another place to go. The drought we've been dealing with for the last few years has already made a number of people I know go in search of new areas. We had some good moisture last week, but I don't think we're really quite out of the drought yet. You might not lose your honey hole to the lack of water, but you might have to compete with other anglers for elbow room. Don't wait until you have to find a new place to fish. Spend some time this spring looking for good alternatives. You may not find a better place, but if you put some effort into it, you might be able to find several that are almost as good. Before you step outside, grab a pile of maps. Take a good look at several topos. If you like to fish creeks and beaver ponds, look for little blue lines that meander through widely spaced contour lines. If you'd rather fish bigger waterways, look for places where tributaries feed into rivers. Find your favorite honey hole on a map and look for other spots that might be similar. That's not always going to mean a place you've never been to will be just like your go-to fishing hole, but it's a good place to start. There are things that don't show up on a map that make a hole a good fishing hole, like submerged logs, riffles, or other features. But there are other things, like inlets where smaller streams feed bigger ones, that you can find on maps. Once you have a few likely places, go check them out. Spend the spring exploring new areas. Take your maps with you when you go. Circle the good places and cross off the crummy ones. You might not find anything better than your usual spot. You may spend several weekends checking out new waters and realize you had the best spot picked out from the start. But then again, maybe you will find a better place. And at the very least, you'll see some new country. This has been The Great Outdoors. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.